In part five of the 2023 Miami Hurricane opponent preview series, I will preview the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, our opponent up at Hard Rock Stadium on October 7th in the ACC opener. It's been all but forgotten over the past 4 years and most of the past six, but Georgia Tech was supposed, as a team, that was supposed to be good at college football. You know, it's not the kind of program at a well-thought-out university that relies on talent. You know, there was only one losing season from 1997 to 2014. And even that was because the 2010 team lost the Independence Bowl. That's 18 years of consistent success through three head coaching eras. Okay, three. Look, Jeff Collins put up a valiant effort over his 3.5 years in Atlanta. But he was forced to drastically alter the team style while using many of the same personnel. This resulted in a lack of offense in the early stages of last season, with the offense failing to score more than 10 points in three games against Power 5 opponents, and therefore was dismissed. Brent Key was brought in to take charge of the program, while the final eight games were not ideal. The 4-4 record, which included victories over Carolina, Pitt, and a very good Duke team, as well as more than deserved losses to both Georgia and FSU. That was indicative of things to come. Now, Key is going to be given the opportunity to lead the team from game one. The addition of the transfer portal should provide a significant boost to the program, as it's only had two winning seasons since 2018. This team is going to be dangerous because their offense is going to be way more productive. Now, last year, they were one of the worst offenses in the ACC. In terms of passing offense, third down conversion rate, deep passing, and tackles for loss. Okay. They only scored over 16 points five times. Five. And that was just the five wins. That's all about to change, though, as the passing game is about to get a boost with Jeff Sims leaving for Lincoln and Zach Pyron coming in from Georgia. And you add the addition of Christian Leary from Alabama. Now, Pyron has the makings of a star quarterback for years to come, especially if it isn't Hayes King, who came over from A&M in the portal. Though their top target from last year, Nate McCollum, is now in Chapel Hill. Simply put, the offensive line needs to improve. It's been an issue over the last several seasons and now has the experience with four starters back and many bodies there to work with. Additionally, the running backs are ready to go with the addition of Trey Cooley, who was a valuable contributor to Louisville's offense over the past four seasons, and the addition of four-year starter Dante Smith. The offense was good, but the defense wasn't always great. It was one of the worst teams in the nation when it came to running the ball, and there were times when it just didn't seem to work. But against the mediocre to great teams, as all the defense needed was a decent performance, and it usually did the rest. Now, this year's defense is going to be led by two key transfers, Braylon Olsen, who comes in from Minnesota, and Andre White from Texas A&M, who had roles for their former teams but now could step up and be the main guys. Olsen and White should be among the best players on the team when it comes to tackling, but they'll have to do it without the top pass rusher from the past few seasons, Keon White. He's now in Foxborough with the Patriots. Now, as long as the defensive line is able to generate pressure, the secondary should be a formidable unit. The nose tackle, Daquan Dowse, is not a big nose tackle, but he provides a solid interior presence alongside the experienced Mikaiah Scott, as well as the Clemson graduate transfer, Ilanis Rubin. Their safeties are one of the best in the conference, and led by LaMiles Brooks, who is the leader of a talented group of young players. Even with the departure of Samari Wilson, who is now in Oxford with Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss, the big cornerback should be a strength as the season progresses. The key to Georgia Tech's season is simple. Find a running game. And no, I'm not talking when they had Paul Johnson there with the triple option. But you have a ground game that consistently exceeds 4 yards a carry. The downfield passing game has been a concern, and the offense had relied too much on Jeff Sims to take off and do something remarkable. Now you have a veteran offensive line and those other quarterbacks I mentioned earlier, and you had add in a few talented running backs. It's time to get back to basics. Did you know Georgia Tech have gone 5-0 when they run for over 150 yards? and 0-7 when they don't. That was the deal last year. 5-0 when they went over 150, 0-7 when they did not. And even more peculiar, the last time they ran for less than 150 yards was on September 3rd, 2016 against Boston College. Since then, they are 0-25 when they don't run for 150 yards. Georgia Tech has gone 1-36 against FBS teams when they failed to reach 150 yards since 2006. The biggest gain and loss from the portal was Braylon Oliver coming over from Minnesota and Jeff Sims leaving for Lincoln. Now, things didn't work out the way everyone thought they would with Sims, and the offense might be better off with Pyron or King. But Nebraska is about to get a great all-around player who could be a star in Lincoln. Georgia Tech needed a new middle blocker, and Oliver has been a big part of Minnesota's defense for 3 years, making 79 tackles in that time. He should get that job this year in Atlanta with Georgia Tech. Now, they have a redshirt freshman in Zach Pyron, who I mentioned earlier, and/or Haynes King. Texas A&M did not shy away from trying to make King the centerpiece of their offense, and King was inserted into the mix multiple times, going for nearly 1,600 yards with 10 touchdowns and 10 picks, and running a bit here and there. However, injuries and other circumstances prevented him from taking the lead, and now he'll get his chance with the Yellow Jackets. But Pyron, you have to understand, is a three-time Alabama State High School champion at two different schools, and he could be the bomber that finally brings the downfield offense to life. And if Pyron and King can't do it, don't forget about Zach Gibson, who entered late in the season and won at one against Carolina. Now, their key game is going to be right off the bat. September 1st at Louisville. They have not won an opener in the ACC since 2020 and has had to face Clemson three of the past four openers in the conference. This year, they get a new Louisville team led by former Purdue coach Jeff Brohm. Now, I don't want to overstate the importance of the season opener, but it could be a win or two. Then they'll follow up with a win against South Carolina State. Then three of the next four will be on the road, with the next ACC home game coming against Boston College on October 21st. Here's some fun stats about Georgia Tech in the fourth quarter. Their opponents last year scored 104 points, while Georgia Tech scored 59. Their opponents outscored Georgia Tech 104-59. On fourth downs, opponents were 64%, 14-22. Georgia Tech just 8-24. And on fumbles, 22 fumbles opponents committed. They lost 13 of them. Georgia Tech fumbled 12 times, lost 4. Now, this could be the year Georgia Tech finally achieves a winning season and begins a sustained streak of success. The starting line should be as strong as in years past, and the transfer portal is aiding in the depth and production as a team as a whole. Now, consider the 5 wins they had, which was achieved with one of the worst offenses in the conference and a defense that was unable to stop the run. Both components of the offense should improve significantly, and the key to achieving the desired 6 wins is likely the opener against Louisville, followed by the 4 home games against South Carolina State, 2 of them must win, obviously. And then you have Boston College, 2 of them after a week off, and Syracuse, 3 of the must-win games. If Georgia Tech defeats Louisville and Carolina on the road, the 6 wins will be achievable. Now I look at it from a Canes perspective about facing Georgia Tech. This is our conference opener. This is going to be a tough task off a bye week, but at the end of the day, we should, and I believe, will take care of business against a scrappy Georgia Tech ball club that's going to be dangerous for years to come. When I look at Georgia Tech's schedule, I see 6-7 wins this year, but I'm going to go 6-6. For Georgia Tech in 2023. That's my prediction for them. In part 6 of the preview series, I will preview the North Carolina Tar Heels.